How y'all feeling out there? All right. Hope you're excited. This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
At this is hard. It's sweaty. It's hot. But judging by how long you guys have been waiting, I know you are excited as I am for this next band.
I'm excited and truly honored to be presenting this next talented bunch of musicians. So without further hesitation,
Patterson Hood
and the Mystic Downtown Rumblers. Good afternoon. Say one of my favorite things about getting to do something like this is we get to play for the kids, and I have a tendency to call anyone who will pay to come see us the kids, even if they're older than me. They're still the kids. If the kids want to rock, they're the kids. But today we have the real kids and the real future kids. Our future is rocking amongst us, and that's a beautiful thing. And that includes my brood. And so I want to send this one out to the kids, all you youngins out here, and I hope you're having a good time. Drink a lot of water. I tour a lot, and my kids got to a certain age where all of a sudden they understood what the suitcase by the door meant, and they got old enough to be pissed off about it. And so I wrote this song for them to try to cheer them up, and I guess it worked because it's my kids' favorite song of mine. So they always say, "Daddy, play the song about how mad we get at you every time you leave to go work." So this one goes out to the kids. It's called "Leaving Time." Suitcases and clothes galore. Everyone's just a little bit sore when it comes to leaving time. Sister ain't got much to say. The unexpected and the worst of spaces. Mama's gonna be pissed all day when it comes to leaving time. Introduce the band as the night goes on, but I'm gonna go ahead and get this one knocked out first because it's such a thrill to get to play with my dad, and he drove over from Muscle Shoals to come do this weekend. So my dad, David Hood, on the bass guitar. I'll probably talk about him again in a minute, but I just had to get that out of the way. We're showing a movie this afternoon. It's a Benefit Cine, and which is right over there. If you've never been, make sure you go. They show the best movies in the world right there, and they're having to raise a bunch of money because they've changed the standard in Hollywood. All movies now are coming out digital only, and so they've got to make this like really expensive upgrade. And so we did a benefit to raise a little bit for that and at least start spreading the word. So make sure you check out what they do over there and contribute if you can. And But the movie they were showing is about my hometown, my dad and I's hometown, Muscle Shoals, and Muscle Shoals, Alabama, up in the northwest corner. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more as the night goes on, but it pertains to this song, because when I was growing up, it was a dry county. The prohibition started and just forgot to end there. And so when I was growing up, it was a dry county. There was no beer or liquor, which was great when I was a teenager, because bootleggers don't card you. They don't care. And so I could buy all the beer I wanted. And some of our bootleggers even had like drive-through windows, like the bank tellers, you know, and put your money in, get some JW Dant or really cheap vodka, Skol vodka. You know it's good vodka if it's named after a chewing tobacco. So anyway, I wrote this song about that. On the south side of the river, they had this little exception of the blue laws, and when they voted liquor in, they nobody could sell beer or liquor on Sunday, but we kind of understand about that around here a lot. But across the river from where I lived, on the south side of the Tennessee River, they had a little exception on Monday morning at 12:01 for exactly an hour and 59 minutes. All the package stores would open, which means about 11:45, all the hardcores are hauling ass across the O'Neill Bridge with one eye over their eye, one hand over an eye, and I call this the 12:01 Club.
Mothers and fathers, grab hold to children.
speakers and gadgets and $200 sneakers. Well, I'll be so useless for conjuring Jesus and baseball and science and naming diseases away. That muscle shorts thing I was talking about. I'm so lucky because I got to grow up there and see some crazy stuff, and then I got to move here, which has been awesome. I've been here 20 years now, and right now we're going to go back in time to a song from there, and this is a song that my dad recorded when I was 3 years old. It was a hit for Percy Sledge, and it's a song I always loved, so this song's called Take Time to Know Her.
Church. So I had to have a pretty girl of my own. got home from work. When she was there, and so was my future bride. You know, he looked at us both and then he took me to his side. He said, son, take time, I know. It's an overnight thing. Time, I know. So I'm rushing through this thing. And just when I thought that everything was going to be all right, came home a little early one night. And there she was, loving on another man. And it made me think about my mom and that time she took me by the hand. She said, son, take a little time, son. She said, son, Jay Gonzalez on the keys. Paige Campbell, Claire Campbell, also known as Hope for Golden Summer, also known as Dreamboat, also known as just Kick-Ass. Of course, Jacob Morris on the cello. And the Easy B, Brad Morgan. On the drum. So I got a record that came out last fall. It's called Heat, Lightning, Rumbles in the Distance. We're doing most of it tonight. And before I had the idea to make a record, I was actually attempting to write a book, and the book didn't work out so far, but I got a record out of it, so I'm not going to complain about that. But one of the characters in the book I was trying to write, and he's also a character in this song, is Billy Ringo. And Billy Ringo is like the worst friend you ever had that you just love to death anyway. And you know, that friend you'll call at 3 a.m. when it's all really coming down, that'll bail you out of jail or help you out that third story window without your clothes, or keep that really big guy from killing you in the parking lot. Well, Billy Ringo is not that guy. But if you're at the bar and it's last call and someone before you dropped an 8-ball on the floor, your cell phone will ring. That's Billy Ringo. It's better than the truth. Some It sounds called Uncle Disney. Betty Ford. It's about the place, not the person.
Sunday. get off. Something just had to be done to tear down the walls you built.
Damage I've got. I figure it out.
We're going to bring on our first of several special guests, although it's hard to call this man a guest because we're pretty much family too. But on bass guitar for a few songs, we're going to bring out our dear friend David Barbie. He played on these and many other songs on my record too, so and has produced everything me or the Truckers or any of us have done for many years, so over a decade. This is a song I wrote a few months after I moved to Athens. I moved here in April Fool's Day of 1994. And the day I signed my lease on the little house I moved into on Ruth Street, Kurt Cobain's body was found. So that kind of puts it in perspective. And about a month later, O.J. Simpson killed a couple people and all kinds of crazy stuff was going on. And I just moved to this new wonderful town and was kind of falling in love with it. And at the same time, like people that were like heroes were doing really awful stuff. So I wrote this song about it. It's called Heavy and Hanging. Papers before 9-1. my good friend Brandon Haney. He moved here with me on April Fool's Day in 1994. This song's called Pollyanna. When I was making this record, Heat Lightning Rumbles in the Distance, I had three songs that it was really just absolutely imperative that I got my dad to come play on. And these next two are two of those. And I wrote this song about my family, and especially about the older generation of my family, which sadly are all gone. The oldest generation of that time was down to about two people, and they were both in the 90 range, and our time was just running out. And I was dreading it, and I was sad. But at the same time, you know, I look at my daughter and my son, and I see so much of them in it. And such is the circle of life, I guess. So this song's sort of just about all of that, and just trying to wrap my head around it. And it's called Heat Lightning Rumbles in the Distance. Thank you. co-wrote this next song with our dear friend Kelly Hogan, and she sent me a page of lyrics she'd written about our dear friend Vic Chestnut, who passed away on Christmas Day 2009. And I tell you what, there's no getting over that, and we miss him so. And in my opinion, the greatest songwriter of the generation I grew up in, absolutely, bar none, flat out. I'm not sure who second was, but Vic's the greatest, and someday there'll be kids will be studying his stuff in college lit if they're not already, and so I'm gonna send this out to in memory of Vic Chestnut and all the beautiful, beautiful music he made. This song's called "Come Back, Little Star."
Everyone we know.
So there's a cool story in that movie I saw today, the Muscle Shoals movie, and when my dad first started out doing sessions there back in 1966, he was mostly doing sessions at a place called Fame Studios. It was run by a guy named Rick Hall, who figures very prominently into that story. He's pretty much the guy who came up with the idea to make records in that place, in that town. And they made records. They did a lot of recording at that studio. But they weren't being treated all that great necessarily. And they decided they wanted to open their own studio and make records in their own studio and get treated better because they'd be working for themselves. Everybody wants to do that. And so they left and they opened their own studio. And the first about 5 months, nothing really happened. They recorded some really cool stuff. One record in particular is like an all-time classic, the first Bob Skaggs record, but with "Loan Me a Dime," Dwayne Hallman, and all that on it. But it didn't sell at the time, and the Lulu record didn't sell, and the Cher record didn't sell, and they were probably getting a little bit frustrated. And then the Rolling Stones came, and recorded three songs there. They recorded "Brown Sugar" and "Wild Horses," and "You Gotta Move," And in that little building, there was once a casket factory in Sheffield, Alabama, 3614 Jackson Highway, the one on the T-shirts, if you ever see those shirts. And so, of course, there was, and it's in Gimme Shelter. They came and they recorded, and then they got on that plane, and they flew straight to San Francisco and played Altamont like the next day. And that's a true story. But they were young and struggling, and they didn't... They were looking for all the work they could get, and when the Stones came and wanted to book studio time, of course they weren't going to tell them no, but they did have the studio already booked, and so they decided to move the session up and record earlier in the day, and then the Stones would come in that night. And so this unknown guy named R.B. Greaves recorded what actually became the first hit record in their studio when they left and started their own place. And they recorded it in the afternoon, and then the Stones came in and recorded "Brown Sugar" that night. And that's a damn true story. So we're going to do that song for you. No one ever covers this, so we're going to do it. It's something special for y'all. So one more time, please yell for my dad, David Hood. Last night, I went home. Now I'm back at past 10. There was a woman done in love in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed my bags and walked out the door, and I ain't going back again. Take a little Maria, address it to my wife. With me, take a little Maria, Little Bay on the horns, on the trumpets. We're going to do one written by the late, great Eddie Hinton, who was another alumni of the Muscle Shoals scene, and is one of my favorite artists of all time, an amazing songwriter, amazing guitar player, and unfortunately had a pretty hard luck life, but he left behind some really, really beautiful music. And I want to send this out to the Mighty Matador and Cole Taylor and Paul, Dirty Paul. Dennis, Peter. Enough to help me. This song, my band, the Drive-By Truckers, covered a version of it a few years ago. We recorded it for a tribute record and Eddie Hinton's and Eddie's honor. So we're going to kind of do the trucker version of it, or it's closer to it than the Eddie version, actually, I guess. But this is a song that, in my opinion, should have been a huge, huge hit record. It's like that million-selling record that no one ever got to hear. And it's called Everybody Needs Love. working for you. It's been an honor. It's been a privilege. Thank you so much for coming out and hanging out with us on a beautiful Sunday night. Thank you. I want to thank Jim. I want to thank Philip. I want to thank everybody I'm leaving out that's going to come whip my ass later. But I'm going to send this one out to my sweetheart, and I wrote this song. I got married 9 years ago last month, and we went on our honeymoon, and we came back, and we found out that our honeymoon had gone really well, and we were going to have a baby, and I was scared to death, and I was, because I do this for a living, and I'm not good at anything else. And so I was out touring, and she was getting more and more pregnant, and I was missing her, and I was scared and thinking about it and worrying about it. And I wasn't coming home, but I was playing in Atlanta on my way to somewhere else. And so she drove over, and we got a room at the Holland Inn. And I thought, she's coming, I'm going to be all romantic and shit, and I'm going to write her a song. And so I found a pen. And then I couldn't find any paper anywhere. And I kept looking and there was nothing. But then I remembered the good people of Gideon. And in every single motel and hotel room in the drawer, there is a Gideon Bible. And I'm not being sacrilegious or nothing, but the last 3 or 4 pages are blank. Sequel. Rolling paper. Or notepad for song. And I figured maybe I were having a baby, maybe they wouldn't mind. And so I bought it and I wrote a song and then I played it back for myself and I hated it. It was terrible. And there's no way I could play it for her. And then I wrote this song about that. So I want to send this one out to my sweet wife Rebecca and our beautiful children Ava and Emmett. And the song was written on the back of a Bible. Wrote you a love song, the back of a Bible, the back of a Bible. Song for you. I ain't no authority about what it says in it. Can't even begin. The page in the back is blank. Song for you.
Sam, Paige, and Claire Campbell. Jay Gonzalez, Jacob Morris. I saw Thayer Shano. I saw the pistol back there, David Barbie, Brad Morgan, Jacob, Jay, me, bye.